The truth about Santa. It was just a few weeks prior to Christmas when my wife said, "I think it's now time to talk to your son about Santa. Hope your answers are better than mine." Well, the thought of the talk made me nervous, and I hoped I might postpone the task, if my boy, maybe taking no chances, might allow one more Christmas to pass. In case, though, I practiced my story, so gentle, yet forthright and true, and mentally rehearsed its message to relate if my son gave the cue. It seemed as though Christmas might go by, with my speech undelivered, but then, as I kissed him one night, my son asked me to answer a question for him. "Is there a Santa?" he asked me. "Some kids say he's just make-believe." I opened my mouth full of answers, the truth on the youth to bequeath. But before I could start, he said, "Hold it. I'd like to tell you what I think, and if it's not right, you correct me." "That's fine, son," I said with a wink. So the boy said, "No person's named Santa. He's a thought that just lives in your heart. But this thought makes you happy at Christmas." And I said to myself then, "Nice start. But since you can't see things like thoughts, though, adults have created a man who acts like the feeling of Santa, so even young kids understand." He took a big breath when he finished, and he questioned me then, anxiously, "Is some of that right so far, Daddy? Or do you have more to tell me?" His words made my eyes brim with teardrops. It was dark, though, and he couldn't tell. But my voice cracked a bit when I answered, "Not really. You've covered it well." Now, Christmas that winter was special for all, but for me most because that year I'd been finally enlightened on the truth about old Santa Claus.